The following program is paid for by Shoreline Wealth Management. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of Townsquare Media, its affiliates, or advertisers.
Welcome to Short Time. It is Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Ebenue, Dave Crossen with you. As we get going on another show, the final Sunday of the month of March, also
unbelievable.
Show number 60, and I come up with, because, you know, I grew up a Yankee fan, of course, so my first
thought was a number
60,
okay,
which was Nick Johnson's number for a little bit, and then he switched over to 36. But
okay.
I did do some research. I didn't want to, you know, dive too deep into the weeds here, but a number 60 that a lot of people would know from the olden days is Otto Graham.
Oh, wow.
NFL.
Good call.
He wore 60. He was drafted number 4 overall by the Browns in the 1944 NFL draft. Played his entire 10-year career there. 5-time Pro Bowler, led the Browns to 3 NFL championships. And that, of course, obviously, to everybody out there listening, predates the Super Bowl, which started in 1967. One of the best players of all time, Otto Graham.
Great call.
So that's
a
good number, 60.
A good one. That's a good one. Okay.
So I was looking at it, I was like, 60, because it's. I feel like as we climb to some of those numbers, some of them are not as common, although...
Correct.
Nowadays, you're starting to see athletes wear more of them. Certainly by the time we get to 99, there's Wayne Gretzky and Aaron Judge.
Exactly. And it is so funny that the numbers are getting a lot higher. You know what I mean? Like you said, with Gretzky, you know, that was like, you know, 99.
Right.
Was, you know, whoa, what is he doing? But you're right. Same with Aaron Judge.
Dennis Rodman wore 91, so we could look forward to that.
91 with the Bulls. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to think.
Alfredo Aceves, a reliever for the Yankees years ago, wore that number in tribute to Dennis Rodman.
Okay. I'm trying to think what Rodman wore as a member of the Spurs.
Now, was it 90?
Yeah, it wasn't 91. I could look this up when, you know.
Certainly, there's a lot of NFL players that'll start popping up now, you know, as we get higher numbers and everything, especially in the 80s. You think of all the receivers like Jerry Rice and Michael Irvin.
Oh, absolutely.
And so on and so forth.
Yeah, without a doubt.
We'll have some fun by the time we get to the 80s shows. We'll just name football players every week.
Without a doubt, buddy.
Well, Dave, spring underway as of last Monday, and that means warmer temperatures, hopefully. Hopefully less rain throughout the month of April. I feel like last year between March and April was just a washout every other day.
Right.
But that means allergies are popping up. Actually, I thought of it during the week, too, because certainly my allergies flare up in the spring. But I read a report. So a report came out. So try to give a forecast here for those who suffer from allergies. One group of forecasters, Dave, predicting another banner year for pollen.
Ugh,
so
I don't want to hear that.
Something to look forward to there. The spring allergy season, they said, which is getting going now, it'll run through mid-June with tree pollen through about mid-April. AccuWeather saying that the grass pollen comes after that, and that'll hang around till the middle of July.
Okay.
But those levels, they say, with the grass pollen should be about normal, nothing too crazy.
That's good.
And then they say, of course, ragweed, which always hits me hard.
Yeah, that's tough.
They said that won't start until September, so...
Okay.
You know, after Labor Day, we'll look...
Not terrible.
We'll get ready for ragweed season.
Okay, not terrible.
I got to start. I mean, I go once a month for allergy shots, and I have since high school. Injection in each arm, tries to build up your immune system over time against some of the allergens. Basically, like everything out there now, trees, pollen, dust, mold, so on and so forth. It's like... when you start sneezing, you feel just like, what's going on here?
Well, you know, here it is. The weather's getting nicer, so you want to be outside,
right,
you know, walking around, playing sports, just having a good time, and then, boom, you get hit.
And I love the AC, but like on a nice day where it's
I love
not
to have
humid
the windows
and
open.
It's breezy, I like opening the windows. But I feel like if it's like one of those days you walk out of your house or out of work and all of a sudden you see pollen all over the place, I'm like...
Right on the car and everything.
I want to have the windows open right now.
Right.
But if I do, then I'll be sneezing for like next week.
You know what? You bring up a great point. It is so nice in the spring when you can have the windows open. Again, I know we're talking about pollen and those issues, but... it's so, you can sit there, you're in your house, you have this maybe the screen door open.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's just to get that breeze, because once we get into the warmer temperatures and in the summer, we're stuck in air conditioning.
Right.
You're in a full sweat. Yeah. So the days that we can enjoy that in the spring, and then of course in the fall, I love that because the extremes, of course, are the summer. It's so hot, can't deal with it. And then, of course, in the winter, yes, you're, you know, very cold. Let me ask a question here. Here's your options.
All
ready?
Right.
Heat, overly, you know, summer heat,
okay,
or winter cold. You could only have one or the other. Which is it?
Summer heat.
Like hot. I'm talking hot.
Yeah.
August, humidity.
I mean, I like the cold. I like cool weather, and there's something nice about the winter when it's cold. But I feel like when it's hot, I know I could do stuff outside. When it's, you know, 20, 30 degrees, I'm less tempted.
You're right.
I mean, it is. I mean, and then it's kind of, you know, going through a routine and making sure you're hydrated and everything and putting on sunscreen, and because the sun could be brutal being out for that long and everything. But yeah, I mean, if you said pick one or the other, I pick the summer heat.
You know,
I don't mind it.
Okay.
I mean, I guess because I got used to it from running track or playing football and just being out there playing sports. Certainly, I feel like your muscles are a little bit looser too, so I think it's easier to do stuff outside. But I like the summer heat.
I think the difficult part of the summer, you know, obviously you have the heat, but it's that humidity. It just wears you out.
Yeah.
It's that heavy humidity. dealing with it. Exactly. Now, here we're talking about this, and we're, you know, just getting into the warmer weather. Obviously,
right.
We're looking forward to.
I mean, allergies aside, I love the spring. You know, it's like,
yeah,
you know,
I
on
too.
A good day, you're like 60s, maybe you get a 70 where it's sunny, get a nice breeze, you feel good about sitting outside and reading a book or playing or going to a park.
Take a bike ride. I agree.
Or just hanging out, you know, cracking the windows and doing stuff around the yard, you know, doing whatever. It's a nice time of year to kind of play ball or go out and see a game or something like that without having to worry about being too hot or too cold. You kind of get a little bit of that in between and it feels nice. So, and plus there's, you know, with warmer weather, more to do outside.
Oh, agreed.
So, which
I like.
Well,
one thing with, if I can have shade, okay, give me the heat and the humidity. And if I'm in the sun, forget about it. It's awful. But at least if you can give me shade, like, for example, if I go see a ball game, let's say how about those Mets?
There you go.
Okay. I go to a Mets game. I know exactly for Citi Field how the shade falls. That's one thing I do. When I go to a park, I'm like, okay, let's see how it goes. Or if I know somebody who went to a different park, like in Philly.
Right.
I had a buddy of mine. I said, when I first started going there, I said, you're at the game. See how the shade falls, okay? And as long as I can have shade, I'm good. If I'm in a situation where I'm in direct sun and then you throw the heat and then you throw the humidity, it just throws me off. But shade, you can deal with it. You know, it's hot, humid, but the shade will at least somewhat kind of cool you off a little bit.
It does feel a little bit better.
Where the sun, you throw the heat and humidity in the sun, it's like, oh, I'm done. You know?
You start trying to
melting.
Find shade quickly.
Exactly.
Like, where is it?
Right.
And unfortunately, there's trees in my backyard and everything. So when we were kids, just kind of like, or we're playing ball or doing whatever, we need a break, we just kind of go under the trees back there and just kind of, you know, hang out for a few minutes, kind of recoup and get back out there and going
again.
It
is amazing when we're younger. I remember playing basketball all the time. It didn't matter. In the summer, just out there, the heat, it just, you know, you would cool off, you'd get some water, get in the shade like you're talking about, but then you're right back at it. You didn't care.
Right.
And you'd play and play and play and play. And that's, and think of it this way. That's why, like, you know, with youngsters now, listen to me, I sound so old, but youngsters now, I feel bad if they're not going out and enjoying the outside and the sports and doing all these things that when I was younger, we didn't have options inside. You just went outside.
I mean, even when I was a kid, it was, you know, the Game Boy era when I was a little kid and, you know, video games and stuff like that. But I still preferred outside. I still do now.
Right.
But yeah, and I mean, to your point, I mean, there's I feel like a lot of kids nowadays that are in the elementary, middle school, high school.
Inside stuff.
Like, oh, you know, video game time or doing this.
Right.
I'm like, go outside. It's
they
nice.
Don't enjoy it.
It's
and,
nice
yeah,
outside.
And that's a
go
shame.
Outside. Play.
Well, it's good, you know, for the, you know, physical aspect of it,
right?
Good exercise,
breath of fresh air does you good.
You know, it's just that ability to go out and no matter what you're doing, you know, whatever sport or bike rides. I remember getting on my bike and I was just gone, and I just had to be back at a certain time. But you know, my friends, you know, we would all go and just ride our bikes, just go and go and go, and we just knew when to come home. That was it,
right?
But we just wasn't anything other than just going in and enjoying the day. And think of it this way, when it was a rainy day, it was like, oh no, a rainy day means I can't go outside.
What do I do?
Oh, that's awful.
Now it's like, oh no, a rainy day.
Right, well, yeah, exactly. But I remember as a kid, my mom would always say this to me when I was very, very young. When I would get up in the summer, I would say something like, "Is it a sunshiny day?" Mm. And that meant I was going to be able to go outside.
Right.
And if it wasn't, it was like, oh no, what am I going to do?
So yeah, nowadays we're like, you look out the window like, I want to be outside right now.
I know.
Go
I know.
Do something.
Seriously.
It's like, and then, oh, I don't know. Listen, everybody, get outside. Do something.
That's
whatever
it.
Age you
That's
are,
the
just
bottom
go out
line.
And do something. There's a couple events, some indoors, but some outdoors as we're getting going here. So take a look at the community calendar here. You can find all the details, 943thepoint.com. Today, indoor, last day of the Garden State Film Festival. The 21st Annual Garden State Film Festival, it's been taking place, started up on Thursday in Asbury Park in Cranford. Movie screenings, discussions, more.
Oh, that's cool.
You can go to gsff.org for the latest information as far as screenings and tickets and stuff like that go. Also today, Dave, in Asbury Park. So, I mean, you know, you can, when you go home later, just go hang out. Paint the Pony Purple.
Okay.
Epilepsy Services of New Jersey is holding their Paint the Pony Purple benefit concert. I got through that okay.
Yeah, you did.
At the Stone
I'm very
Pony
impressed.
Asbury Park. Family-friendly benefit concert for individuals living with epilepsy and their families from 1 to 5 p.m. today. You can go to familyresourcenetwork.org for tickets and more information. So from movies to benefit concert to... for people living with epilepsy this afternoon in Asbury Park.
Very, very cool.
And it looks like it'll
be
a nice day.
Nice.
Tuesday, spring college kickoff fair.
Hmm.
So everybody in high school and parents listening, the Ocean County School Counselors Association hosting their 9th annual spring college kickoff fair at the RWJ Barnabas Health Arena on the campus of Toms River High School North, 6 to 8 p.m. Tuesday night. Featuring over 130 colleges, universities,
wow.
tech schools, and the armed
Very
forces.
Cool.
So lots of options.
Yes, very much so.
So go visit all of them. Find out which one is the right fit for you with sports or anything else you're doing. There'll also be the HESA financial aid workshops there at 5 and 6 p.m. and an NCAA informational workshop at 7. So you'll get all sorts of answers that day. Coming up on Saturday, April 1st, it was postponed because of weather.
Okay.
The Ocean County St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Oh, okay. Right.
1 p.m. Saturday, April 1st on the Boulevard in Seaside Heights. You can go to OC St. Patrick's Day Parade, one word, of course.
That's usually
for more
a very big turnout.
A lot of fun.
Huh?
So that's something to look forward to. Also, April 1st, comedy night. Jackson FMBA Local 86 hosting a comedy night at the Cassville Firehouse on Miller Avenue in Jackson starting at 6 p.m. You can go to their Facebook page for tickets and more information. And Dave, if one comedy night is good, another one is even better.
Let's do it.
Warhorse Scuba hosting a comedy night at the Patterson Family Barn, Adelphia Road in Freehold, 6 p.m. Friday, April 21st. Warhorse Scuba is a nonprofit group that helps combat veterans to provide facilities, equipment, and trained recreational scuba professionals. You can call 732-616-2407 or go to warhorsescuba.com for tickets and info.
Nice.
Let's see. Later on in April, Casino Night Day.
Ooh, there you go.
Need We Feed hosting the 4th annual Casino Night at the Toms River Elks on Washington Street in Toms River, 6 to 11 p.m. You can go to needwefeed.org for more information. And a veterans dance, the Corporal William H. Smith Marine Corps League hosting a veterans dance at the VFW Route 9 in Bayville, 6 p.m. 732-674-7504 for more information.
Okay,
and
nice.
Saturday, April 29th, a spring luncheon and gift auction.
Wow, okay.
Contact of Ocean and Monmouth Counties holding their 36th annual spring luncheon and gift auction at Spring Lake Manor on Route 71 in Spring Lake, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. in support of their 24/7 crisis intervention and suicide prevention hotline helpline.
Okay.
You can go to contactofocean.org/events for more information. And things are piling up here as we head into May and June as well.
I can see that.
Submit Just go to the community calendar page on 94.3 The Point. We'll help get the word out as well. A couple more, Dave, because we want to give people some stuff to look forward to.
I like that.
Friday, May 12th, Comedy for a Cause. A lot of comedy stuff going on. I love it. The Jackson Police Explorers hosting Comedy for a Cause at the Jackson Mills Fire Station, County Line Road, 6 p.m. Friday, May 12th, in support of baby Ethan, a two-year-old boy in need of a kidney transplant. Comedians from Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club will be performing. You can go to the Jackson Police Explorers Facebook page, Jackson Police, for more information. Saturday, May 20th, a mental health and wellness fair, always good. The Ocean Cares Foundation hosting a mental health and wellness fair at Traders Cove Marina on Maniloking Road in Brick, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Vendors, yoga, which, you know, is always good.
Why not?
I'm all in. I'm all in on yoga, loosen up the muscles.
Yes.
Brightharbor.org for more information. And we're gonna get some guests from this next event, but we'll give you a little bit of a tease now. Saturday, June 10th. Lions, Tigers, and
of course, beers.
There we go.
There it is, buddy.
We talked to the fellas from Popcorn Park Zoo in Forked River last year, and we're going to have them coming on our show soon, so stay tuned. We'll be able to spill all the beans
Looking
and get the information.
Very nice.
But the Popcorn Park Zoo hosting their second annual Lions, Tigers, and Beers Festival at the zoo in Forked River, 4 to 8 p.m., featuring tastings, Dave, of over 30 local beers, wines,
That's
craft
a lot.
Cocktails,
okay.
while strolling the 7-acre animal refuge. You might need to stroll about 14 or 21 acres, depending on how much you're drinking.
Right, right, of course.
But we'll have more information in over the next few weeks about what's going on with that. That was a fun event to tease last year. It looked like
a lot of fun
with all the vendors and stuff like that, food, beer, wine.
That's a great time.
And go hang out with the animals. Go check out.
Why not?
And they're a non-profit, too, so they do a whole bunch of great work
so they're
for
benefiting,
the animals. So it's
you're
not
having
just
a good
your
I
traditional
love it.
Zoo,
right.
so
no,
to
I love
speak.
It.
But yeah, I mean, like we said a few minutes ago, just with spring now, warmer weather, nicer weather. Go outside
People want
and play.
To be out and about, yeah. and we are in such a great area that has all these events. I mean, there's so much to do. If you're ever bored, you look at the different towns, different things that are going on, and there is always something to do.
Absolutely. And I love seeing all these events pop up. And we have so many great parks in Ocean and Monmouth County. Even if you're going on a hot day, a lot of them have trees and stuff. You sit in the shade. Some of them, you know,
back to the shade. Yeah,
dip your toes
you
in the water. Go to the beach. I mean, there's just so many different things to do. So, I mean, Ocean and Monmouth County are great about promoting that. We'll help pass the word along as well. And as we get closer to later in the spring and certainly the summer, we'll definitely bring on some guests that'll help. In getting the word out about things going on in different towns and across the counties and across the Jersey Shore. We want to help you have a fantastic spring and summer here at the Jersey Shore. So much to do and so many options.
And so little time. Mm-hmm. Get out and about.
We had a fun summer last year. We're making another good one here.
Let's do it.
Well, we're going to have a good show for you this morning. Lisa Crate is our guest on the show this morning, the mayor of Brick Township. She was sworn in about a month ago now, taking the place of John Ducey, the mayor of Brick, who was promoted by Governor Murphy to be a Superior Court judge. So Lisa Crate, the mayor of Brick right now, going to be talking about all things Brick Township this morning.
Nice.
Right here.
Yeah, Looking forward to it.
Yeah. So tune up the radio, tell your family, tell your friends, put on a pot of coffee and make some eggs and bacon. We'll be right back after this. Short time of Vin and Dave continues on 94.3 The Point.
Hi, this is Southside Johnny from the Asbury Jukes, and you are listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point, and I'm in the Hall of Fame.
Whether you are in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management provides clarity through the complexity. Shoreline's system is straightforward. They will understand your financial circumstances, identify goals, analyze current plans, and customize a path to position you to reach your goals. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information today. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA. SIPC.
Hello, this is Chef David Burke on Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. And if you could see us, you'd know the three of us have perfect faces for radio.
Welcome back to Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Abneau, Dave Crossen with you here Sunday morning, the last Sunday of the month of March. We talked about spring activities outdoors, and we're going to be talking with Brick Township Mayor Lisa Crate here this morning, talk about what's going on in Brick as we head through the spring and into the summer. Of course, Mayor Crate appointed to the position of sworn in about a month ago after John Ducey was appointed to the Superior Court. So, Lisa Crate, the mayor of Brick, and we welcome her onto the show this morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
No, it's our pleasure.
So has the last month since you got sworn in as mayor flown for you?
Yes. I've been very busy. I've been doing a lot, a lot around town hall, because I think it's important that I take the time to meet with all the employees and all of the different heads for the departments so that I can see what everyone does. And you mentioned that I've been on council for the last 7 years, but it's a little bit different role as mayor. So I want to make sure that everyone's comfortable and, you know, feeling good about the transition. So that's the first part of what's flown by, essentially. Yeah.
That's good. I mean, it means it's things are going well and things are busy and lots going on. What is it about Brick that you think makes it so special? I mean, there's so much, it feels like there's always something going on there. A lot of hustle and bustle and stuff like that. But I mean, Brick is just has always been a great community to live, to work, to go out and do things. So, I mean, what is it about Brick that you think makes it special?
So I've always said, even as a council member, that I think Brick Township is special because we have that, even though we're a big town, we do have a small town feeling. And you can see that from all the different activities that we do around town for and with our residents. Obviously, Summerfest is a big hit, and we have done that every year for as long as I can remember. And those are our concert series that take place during the summer every Thursday in July. So that's a great thing that people love to come to. And I also think that our Trader's Cove concerts are fantastic. Those are held in August. We do Fall Fest for all of our families to come out in early fall. We have our community-wide yard sale that we have, our craft fair that we invite people to. And really one of the biggest things that people love about Brick is our farmers market that runs from the middle of May through October. And that's a huge something that people love to come out for and really look forward to every year. So those are just a few of the great things that we do. But honestly, because we have that small town feeling, it's almost like when you come to these events, it's like coming home and hanging out with your friends whenever you go to something. So,
Well, I tell you what I always loved, and I used to live in Brick, was during the summer concerts on the Thursday nights where everybody would get their boats and time together and take in the fun and enjoy that time.
Yes. Yeah, we have, it's aside from having the actual park open at Windward Beach, we do have the boaters come out as well. And it's really nice to actually, when you're sitting near the beach, to look out and see all the boaters out there, because they can hear the concert and then they get the fireworks show. Really, they get the up close and personal.
You have to love the fireworks. Absolutely.
Awesome. Yeah, that's like a great feature for those concerts. And I think it's special too, because I don't really know of any towns around that offer that on a, you know, weekly basis during the summer for their residents. And I feel like it's just really something special that we do here in Brick that I've always loved. I think it's fabulous. And we do a lot of other things that make our town seem really welcoming to everybody. We have a lot of our senior services and recreation programs that are open to the community that we run, and we have the kids that come out for, we have basketball and softball, and we have our summer camps and all the different ways that they can get involved in the community. It's a lot of fun for them too.
It's great to see all these. And I know just from pictures alone that so many people go out to these concerts and certainly to the beaches as well, Mayor Crate, that these things are just so packed and people have so much fun. People really look forward to it and talk it up and everything. I know weather's, of course, anytime in the summer, right, you get that threat of thunder showers and everything, but you guys always pivot, get on top of it and then reschedule if need be. But people really love coming out to all these different shows and these concerts and to the beaches as well in Brick over the course of the summer. So, I mean, I'm sure that, I mean, it keeps everybody busy in Brick, but I think it's a lot of fun, I'm sure, for everybody who works for the town as well.
Yes, absolutely. And actually, since we're talking about our Summerfest series, I figured let me give this opportunity to kind of advertise for it.
Yeah.
These people would like to come out, not just Burke residents, but really it's open to the public. On July 6th, which is kind of our 4th of July show, we are going to have Super Trans Am performing.
Ah.
And on July 13th, we have the Amish Outlaws. They are always popular.
Yeah.
On July 20th, we have Jesse's Girl. And on July 27th, we have Garden State Radio.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
If anybody wants to plan their summer and decide which concert series they'd like to go to, or if all of them, they're welcome to come out on those dates and join us for those concerts. We'd love to have everyone.
Yeah, got to start planning ahead now. I mean, you see all these the huge venues, right, planning out concerts or saying here's who's coming here, but there's a lot of great stuff going on in a lot of the different towns across the shore as well, and you know, right here in Brick. You know, start planning ahead now.
And they're free, which is great. Free is great for everyone. And also,
if it's free, it's for me. No, I hear that.
I swear I was going to say that. And then we'll be, you know, parking, you know, Windward Beach only has so much parking, but so it's a reminder to everyone, and we'll put this out there again, that we do have shuttle buses that run as well from different locations.
Oh, wow. Very nice.
So that'll help.
Yeah, you can park. I believe we run them out of Vets Middle School and Drum Points right now. And there might be a couple of other locations, but when it gets closer, we'll announce that. So, you know, you park your car, you can bring your chairs with you on the bus. You can bring whatever you want. You know, we do have, you know, all of our different food trucks are there, but a lot of times people like to pack their own food as well. So any, you know, anything that you'd like to bring with you, you can bring on the shuttle bus. So.
And also, you mentioned the farmer's market is so nice. It's such a nice farmer's market with the view of the water. It's a nice way to, you know, spend the weekend.
Yes, absolutely. And we have so many vendors and diverse vendors. That starts May 6th, so you can mark your calendars for that. But really, we have, aside from all of our regular, obviously, farmers that are, you know, the vendors for our fruits and vegetables, there are a lot of other great options as people come out, too. We have people who sell flowers and people who sell different kinds of artisan breads, with soaps. The honey lady is there, so there you can get fresh honey from one of the stands. We always have Shore Shakes, I want to say, is there, which, you know, he doesn't want to shake when they're shopping in the hot summer sun, right?
Right,
of course.
So, yeah, I mean, honestly, there's dog biscuits are sold, two different kinds. There's frozen and then someone else who sells, like, regular dog biscuits. So you really, you can buy stuff for yourself. You can buy stuff for your pets.
Dave,
you can get,
I love it.
It doesn't all have to be food. And actually, last summer we started something, and I have a feeling it'll probably continue this summer. A couple of the days for our farmers market, we invited out some people to play music. So last year we have School of Rock is local to us, and we had rock bands come out and play during some of the days that we had our farmers market as well. So you get entertained, you can shop, you can eat. It's really a little bit of everything. And really, honestly, of all the farmers markets in Ocean and Monmouth County, we, I think, are number one, and we have the best view, and there's always a breeze off the water. So even on the hottest day, you have a nice breeze coming off the water while you're shopping.
There you go. Lots of things to look forward to. And you know what? Local honey is the best kind of honey from what I've heard, too, because it helps. It's made locally against local allergens as well. So for anybody who suffers from allergies, nothing like a little bit of local honey.
Yes, I have heard that as well. Yes. And not only, it's not just, you know, local honey where you just get a thing of regular honey. She has all these different fabulous flavors. So really any flavor you can imagine she has that you can that's infused. So vanilla, cinnamon, she even has spicy ones that are kind of cool. Yeah. So she's one of my favorite vendors. It's good shopping.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah.
Did you say spicy honey?
She has one. Well, turmeric is one of her honeys, but
okay.
I think there's also one that's actually like a little like spicy, like
that. Ooh, I have to check that out. Very nice.
So yeah, all different flavors. So it's fabulous. And then you can also, again, if you're having a barbecue, there's the dip guy, and there's the guy that has the different sauces that you can put on your. On your meats and vegetables. So you could literally go shopping for an entire party if you come to the farmer's market.
Yeah. Well, I mean, why not?
Whatever whatever you're doing over the summer, right?
Or just have a honey tasting contest or something.
That is true. Yeah. Oh, there's also a cupcake lady comes as well.
Oh, there we go.
So, a little bit of everything. A little bit of everything. I do highly recommend the farmers market. If you have not come, you should come by. Again, our opening day is May 6th. So I highly recommend coming by and checking out all the great vendors we have.
Is everything set, or are you still looking for different vendors for these, or any concerts, for any events that are coming up in the spring and summer?
Yeah, so with the farmers market, I think what they try to do is we try to have as many different varieties of vendors, and the person that you could contact for that, because I'm sure we're always looking for new vendors for the farmers market. So you're going to want to contact the recreation department. And Christine Hessenkemper is the person that you contact. And I don't know, the number is 732-262-1075. So if you're interested in becoming a vendor at the farmers market, Chris is the one that kind of screens everyone and makes sure that it's not something that we're duplicating. But you can call 732-262-1075 to get more information about that.
There you go. Make it bigger and better than ever.
Yeah, absolutely. The more the better. The more the merrier. Absolutely.
So in across town, I know the Aldi's been up for a couple months now, over by 88, and you got the big sports dome that's in the works and everything. Are there any updates as to how that particular project is going over there?
So the sports dome, the joke that I've had for the last couple of years is, you know, we had the coming soon sign, and I really wanted to change it to coming eventually.
That's good.
Things take time, right? But the sports dome should be going in. We are looking for, I believe, a late summer, early fall.
That's oh, wow. Okay.
Word that we had, yeah, that they would be breaking ground at some point to hopefully be open for late summer, early fall. I'm not going to confirm that.
we so want an exact date here.
But, you know, the date seems to change as the needs of the company that's doing the work changes. So hopefully, we're very hopeful that it gets in before the end of the year.
And this will be some for all teams and individuals to go and play, games, practices, whatever, right?
Yes. So it's open to the public for rentals. We'll also be working with the schools so the teams can come in and do practices there as well. And my understanding is, I really haven't seen the complete layout yet, but my understanding is it's quite large. On the inside, and there's room for multiple teams to be playing at the same time.
Oh, wow.
In different areas. This is my understanding. So, you know, I know people have been waiting for a long time and anticipating that it would be ready, but as with lots of other things that have come our way, COVID really slowed things down exponentially and has made it difficult to get things started again in some cases. So we're very hopeful that this year we can get the sports dome open to the public and for our schools to start using as well.
From the pictures that I've seen in driving by there, it looks pretty big from what it'll look like on the outside, almost kind of like what the bubble looks like in Tom's River.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. I'm not sure the actual square footage, but it is going to be quite large, yes. And there will be other things attached to it as well. I'm understanding, I think, a yoga studio.
Oh, there you go.
Nice.
Some other things, yeah. So, again, don't quote me on this because...
We are quoting you. It's going to be in the paper
call
tomorrow.
Call Mayor Crete tomorrow.
But we are excited to get that open for sure.
Outstanding. Mayor Craig, more to talk about with regard to different things going on, businesses, restaurants, and so much more. Dave and I have to step out for a quick break. Can you stay with us?
I certainly can. Thank you.
Excellent. More Short Time with Vin and Dave and Brick Township Mayor Lisa Crate right after this.
Hi, this is Christy Pierce-Rampone, former U.S. women's soccer team captain, Olympic gold medalist, World Cup champion, and Point Borough High School alum, and you're listening to Shore Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Tune in for some real conversation with Dave and Vin. You don't want to miss this.
Whether you're in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management provides clarity through the complexity, with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information and start your financial journey with comfort and security today. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hey, this is UFC championship fighter and Toms River High School East alumni Frankie Edgar, and you're listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Dave and Vin, these guys are the buzz.
Welcome back to Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Avenue, Dave Crossen with you. With us here this morning is Brick Township Mayor Lisa Crate. We've been talking about all the different fun things that are coming up. Dave, the farmer's market. We got summer concert series coming up as well. We got an update on the Sports Dome, which should be open later this year. There are no exact dates. Don't be calling me tomorrow morning. Don't be calling Lisa Crate tomorrow morning. It'll be done when it's done, people.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
There you go. Fair enough.
Across the town, what are some of the other projects, either restaurant-wise, business-wise, or different things going on in Brick that are underway or could be getting underway at some point this year that people could look forward to?
So in case you haven't had a chance to visit yet, we did have a crumble store open.
Oh, that's right.
Everybody loves the crumble. It is I don't know if it's unfortunately or perfectly placed next to the Weight Watchers.
All about balance.
Yes. You're either feeling really good when you leave for your weigh-in or really bad, and there you have crumble there. You can celebrate either way, I guess. So that's one of our newer store openings. Also, we have Lavoti's coming. That's going to be where the old Pathmark was.
Okay.
They're working currently, and I know there's also going to be and Ashley's Furniture, I think, is going in over there as well.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's great.
Yeah. So, but the Lavoti's is just waiting on their refrigeration systems, and then hopefully they'll be able to get the rest of the equipment in and get open, you know, hopefully in the fall as well. That would be awesome.
A lot of good things going on this fall.
Everybody on that side of town really wants a food store, and we've been working very hard to try and get that going. So hopefully soon. I think we're also going to be breaking ground this year for a new park in Cedar Bridge Manor. So,
okay.
Nice. Yeah.
There we go. Something to look forward to. For
another little pocket park for our neighborhoods, yeah, which we really love to open for our neighborhoods. And that's one of the things that makes Brick super special as well, I think, is we have a lot of neighborhood parks that everyone can enjoy within their own walking distance from their homes. So really, there are a ton of neighborhoods. We have Lake Riviera has a park, and I just said Cedar Bridge Manor is going to open. We have parks really everywhere. And it, since 2014, we've actually completely renovated and modernized 7 neighborhood parks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, and that's really one of our goals, is we want our neighborhoods to be places where people are happy to be and go out and enjoy each other in a park setting, playgrounds for the kids to enjoy. So I feel like that's a great goal to have and to continue, since Mayor Ducey really started us on that path back in 2014. And that's one of the things we're really looking forward to continuing.
Absolutely. No, I love the fact that there are so many parks, neighborhood parks as well, you know, whether you're walking your dog, you're going out playing with the kids, or you just want to go out for a run, a bike ride, or something, just spend time outdoors and enjoy some of the great views that are around Brick Township as well, especially by the water.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And our beaches are going to be looking great this summer as well. So, as you know, we have Beach 1 and 3 are our beaches where you can lay out and get a tan and go swimming.
There we go.
And Beach 2 is our surfer beach. So, we're looking forward to having those beaches open and ready for our public to come out as soon. You know, Memorial Day's just around the corner.
It's not far. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I know. Counting down the days, right? So, we're really excited for our beaches to be back open and for everyone to enjoy those beaches. We have great beaches that are really, you know, beach badges are for sale right now.
Okay.
You just have to call or go to the recreation department in Civic Plaza, and you can get your parking pass. And if you buy those things before, I believe, May 15th, you get a discount.
It's there,
like
you
an
go.
Early discount.
Very nice.
So, I mean, we have fantastic beaches, and our lifeguards are really world class, honestly. So if you're looking for safe, fantastic beaches. I highly recommend our brick beaches. I know a lot of people don't really think about them because, you know, we don't have the boardwalk and we don't have anything, but sometimes it's nice to just go to the beach and be at the beach.
Absolutely.
And not have all the extra stuff around. You know, park your car, walk down the ramp, you're right there, and you have a beautiful view of the ocean. So I have always loved our brick beaches. I've always gone to brick beaches. They're close, they're local. And like I said, our lifeguards are amazing. Some of the best around. So I really hope to see a lot of people out on our beaches this summer.
Are you looking for lifeguards, volunteers, part-time summer workers at this point, or is that something that's going to come up over the next month or so?
I think we're always looking for lifeguards. Honestly, there's actually been a little bit of a lifeguard shortage, I think, over the last few summers.
Mm.
So I think, yes. Definitely lifeguards, and I know that there's summer work that is open to people, sometimes through the recreation department, and I would think, I don't have a number right now to call. If you give me a second, I might be able to get that, but there's maintenance crews that we hire extra over the summer. We need extra people for, I mean, just think of all the parks that we have, okay? All of those parks need their grass cut. So I don't know as far as exactly what hiring is happening, but I would say if we go back to the lifeguards, we're always looking for lifeguards. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
And, if somebody is interested in, I guess, looking for a job in like the park department or whatever, they can call 732-262-1075. I'm not guaranteeing anything because I'm not sure exactly. I'm going to be honest. I'm only a month in.
Use Mayor Crate as a reference.
You know, yeah, just say, oh, yeah, Mayor Crate told me to call. yeah, I think definitely our beaches are fabulous, and we would love to have, we'd love to see them kind of crowded this summer because
absolutely.
What better place to be than the beach, right?
Yeah, it's my kind of summer day.
I agree.
Right? And during the week is the best. I mean, I know everybody does weekends, and that's fantastic, but really, our beaches during the week, fabulous. You're not going to hit a ton of crowds, and you can really relax and enjoy your space. So, yeah.
Absolutely. We're talking with Brick Township Mayor Lisa Crate this morning. Whether it's preparing for summer traffic, you know, for beaches and parks and different events or things, or in having conversations about new businesses or restaurants coming to town, how big a part of the conversation is traffic and, you know, the flow of traffic at any point of the year, Mayor Crate, in, you know, trying to make things as, I guess, easy or tolerable as possible for drivers?
So, well, we do have an amazing police department, and a lot of our specials we use to help with some of those issues that we have around town. It's not perfect, obviously, because a lot of the roads that run through the town are county roads, and that flow of traffic is a little hard to deal with. But when we're doing things like Summerfest or Fall Fest, we do have our specials go out to really help with that flow of traffic, especially on Princeton Avenue when we have people trying to come and go from Windward. We do use our police department. And they are, honestly, again, I know everybody thinks this about their town, but our police department is really amazing. Not only do they help with things like that, but we have a whole group that works specifically with our neighborhoods. We have neighborhood watches throughout town where our police will go out to do meetings with those communities and speak directly with our constituents and talk about, you know, what are their concerns within their neighborhood. So we have a really great police department. Just last week we did, or 2 weeks ago, the PBA did a fundraiser for the, I can't remember what they did the fundraiser for, March of Dimes. But anyway, they did Climb with a Cop at one of our local businesses, and it was fabulous. All the kids came out. The cops worked to help them climb the rock walls, and it was just so much fun. And it was a really great community gathering. So our police department is fabulous. Honestly, with everything, all the hard work that they do, it's really important to remember that summer traffic is just a fact of life.
Yeah.
Like, people love the beaches, the Jersey Shore, and we're a big part of that. And so as much as we can do to try to abate some of that traffic, I think it's just important for everybody to remember that we need to be patient and courteous once that time comes around. And that to remember that because our beaches are so wonderful, and we do have a lot of people who come here specifically for the beaches and for our concert series, that we have to remember to be welcoming and happy that people love our town so much they want to come from the outside to join us for these special events.
Absolutely. Mayor Crater, I know as mayor, as part of the council, I know you've been a part of the Business and Finance Committee over there in BRIC as well. In looking at the budget for this year and looking at taxes and trying to figure out what could happen as a result of what gets approved with the state budget with Governor Murphy, and then factoring in everything with the current state of the economy, any labor shortages a couple of years post-pandemic, and then certainly I know BRIC is one of the many towns that is losing state aid to schools, and hopefully there's a resolution in the works to help out schools like in BRIC Township. But with so many challenges and hurdles and obstacles, how are you doing, and how is the town doing in trying to shape things up budget-wise and do what you can for the residents of the town?
So we have been on this path of our council working with Mayor Ducey in the past and now with me to really watch every penny. We are very careful about our spending, and we are particularly careful about keeping our costs as low as possible while still providing the best services. And I think that we've been able to continue that over these past years where it's been difficult because of COVID and other circumstances, but the goal is to continue that this year as well. We don't have any intention of cutting back any services or really making the tax rate any higher than it already is. We have worked since 2014 to keep our municipal budget low, and honestly, since 2014, it's only grown 13%, which is pretty amazing. And we continue to work to stay on that path. So, and as far as the school funding goes, I am a teacher of 30 years, so I am very familiar with the issues with school funding. And I did have the opportunity to testify in Trenton in front of the Senate Budget and Appropriations Committee regarding the issues that BRIC is currently facing with their school system and the cuts that are coming up. And I'm very hopeful that a bill is going to be passed that will help to relieve some of those cuts. It looks like they're working to infuse $100 million back in to help out with some of those cuts for those 150 districts, BRIC being one of them, to get a lot of that funding back. So the hope is to continue to work with the school district and to advocate on their behalf to make sure that the funding that's needed for our students in town is really met. It has not been met over the last 5 years since the start of S2, and I think that the schools are really beginning to suffer because of that. So I'm happy to work with the schools to try to advocate on their behalf. I was happy to go to Trenton and testify on their behalf, and I'm hoping that we can see some relief very soon.
Have you had many of the conversations with Superintendent Farrell about the challenges that are within the district as well, and maybe some things that either the district and the governing body in town can do to work together and try and help each other out?
Yes. So I actually met with him this week. We had a nice meeting. We talked about the different budget concerns that they have for the school district. And, I can say that I understand the concerns that he has, and we are discussing ways that we can assist. But no decisions about that have been made at this point. I think we need to see what the state's going to put forward, and I think we need to see also what the county's going to put forward first. And I think that we have been very helpful with lots of different things in the district over the years that are not actually we're not paying money out to them, but we're doing lots of other things to help them. And I think that's a path that we're going to continue on going forward as well. But we'll see where things start kind of fall. And I think those discussions can be had. But again, no final decision about anything with regard to that has been made.
And certainly hope for the best with whatever moving forward. Like I said, BRIC, Toms River, and then 159 or 60 other school districts across the state Just losing a lot of funds. I know Brick and Toms River especially have been hemorrhaging funds for years from state aid cuts. So hopefully there's a resolution that works and helps out the district and Brick and certainly all the rest.
Absolutely. So, yeah. So, and one of the things that, you know, when we were in testifying in front of the Senate Budget Appropriations is that, you know, Vin Gopal has been working very hard to put together something where we can have a more transparent system of how the funding is dispersed. And that's really our hope. I think that's a necessary move so that we can understand how the state is funding each of the districts and how we can all be equally funded for what's needed.
Absolutely. Mayor Creates has switched gears here as we close up a little bit. I know you're also an animal lover. Dave has a dog, Ruben.
Yes, without a doubt.
And I know you've had supporting the town's ban on puppy mills and everything, but what are some things that the town is doing to help out animals, to puppies? What are your favorite animals?
I do have animals at home. I have a couple of cats that we have adopted.
Very nice.
From local places, and I do have a dog that I adopted from a local place, and then I have a golden retriever that I did not adopt, but it was a gift for my husband a few years back.
Oh, so beautiful.
So I am an animal lover, absolutely. I've worked with animals a lot. One of the things that we do is we have a group that actually meets monthly to help with keeping the stray cat population at bay here in Brick, the Trap, Neuter, Release program that we run here. And there's an actual group that meets pretty much monthly where we help to make sure that we can trap any cats, any strays that are around town and get them neutered so that we don't have to have an overblown cat population. And that is really one of the biggest things that we're working on right now. It was a committee that had kind of fallen by the wayside a few years ago, and we've got it back going now so that we can really work with those groups that want to help keep the cat population down. And that's, you know, like we talk about that as a problem in Brick, but that's really a problem in every town. And so I think we're really laying the groundwork for other towns to see the great work that we do here.
Absolutely. And
so important.
What kind of dogs do you guys have? I need to know.
I have a mutt. Ruben has got a lot of different, I think he's got, Greyhound, Dachshund, what else? A Terrier is another, part of the combination there.
Ruben, I love it.
He's got the coloring, the Reuben sandwich, if you will.
The Reuben sandwich.
Very nice.
I do not have a dog, but I love dogs. I love petting them and everything.
Does Reuben come by and hang out with you guys ever when you're working?
I need to do that.
Yeah.
I think he would actually be very interesting.
Bring
on the
Reuben
air.
On down.
You know, instead of bring your child to work day, you guys could do bring your dog to work day.
I think that's, we're going to have to make that happen. Ben, what do you say?
Sounds good to me. Mayor Crate, before we let you go, anything else you want to get out there about different things going on in Brick right now or some things you you want to get out to the community?
I just really want to say that I have I'm really honored to be in this position. I'm honored that the council chose me to replace Mayor Ducey. I understand how well-loved Mayor Ducey is. You know, it's not like he's gone away.
Right, right. Yeah, he's a good guy.
You know, I understand how well respected he's been received over his 10-year term as mayor. And I just really, my goal is to continue to work and follow through with a lot of the things that Mayor Ducey began and hope to continue to work to make the town even better as we go along. I'm really excited to be in this position. I'm a people person. I love this town. I've lived here for nearly 30 years, and I'm raising my kids here. My kids go to school here. I have roots here now, and I just really hope that people can see how wonderful Brick Township is and see it through my eyes and know how great it is. And really, that's the message. And everyone is welcome, and I look forward to working with all the people in Brick to continue on this great path forward that Mayor Ducey started.
Well, keep up the good work. You're doing some great things, and it is a fantastic town.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And you guys are always welcome.
And you're always welcome on our on Short Time here, Mayor Cray. We loved having you on here this morning. Look forward to talking again soon.
Thank you so much.
Stay well.
That is Brick Township Mayor Lisa Crate. More Short Time with Vin and Dave right after this on 94.3 The Point.
Hey, what do you hear? What do you say? This is comedian Big D. Bethetto. You're listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Who wants coffee? Anybody want coffee?
Whether you're in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management understands that you're more than your money, and they strive to help you realize your best life as they align your finances with your goals. Best of all, Shoreline's straightforward approach will include you in the process. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor, committed to helping you weather life's storms. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information today. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC.
Hi, this is high performance executive coach Dana Cavalia and former director of strength and conditioning for the New York Yankees. And you're listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. It's always great to hang with champions, and these two guys are champions.
Welcome back to Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Avenue, Dave Cross, and with you as we put a bow on another show, show number 60 in the books.
In the books.
We had Brick Township Mayor Lisa Crate on with us this morning. We'll have a full recap up a little bit later on this morning on 94.3thepoint.com, 94.3thepoint app, and wherever you find 94.3 The Point, we'll have the full coverage for you. You could listen back to the audio as well. Dave, I figured before we close out, thought of another sports
a little treat
article here.
Okay.
So I wrote it up last week.
Oh, I saw this article. I know where you're going with this.
And everybody can find it at 94.3thepoint.com. You can go to Short Time of In and Dave. You can click on my name. It's there for you. New Jersey abandons sports stadiums. It's a combination of stadiums that were abandoned,
right,
demoed, a couple that were abandoned for a long period of time, but now there's whispers of some new life.
Interesting.
To them.
Okay, I want to hear this.
So first one, Giants Stadium in East Rutherford.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Giants and Jets play at MetLife. And I did a previous post on this as well with New Jersey sports teams. You can also check out. It's in that article as well. And
the
also
Meadowlands.
On the site.
Mm.
Giants moved over to New Jersey in 1976. The Jets moved over in 1984. Both
right.
played in the Meadowlands Giants Stadium until the end of the 29th season. And they moved over to MetLife. Demolition of the old Giants Stadium began in February of 2010.
Right.
So there was a lot of action going on there. I do have another note about that area coming up.
Correct me if I'm wrong. When they with the new stadium and the old stadium, the Meadowlands, wasn't it that they were taking it down at the time when the new stadium was operational, if I remember correctly?
I believe so.
Yeah,
they were
like they did with Citi Field and Shea. Like, in other words, there was one season where the old stadium still
yep.
there, so parking was a little tricky.
They were also looking for Jimmy Hoffa when
that's
they
right.
Took down Giants Stadium, and they did not find him there, despite years of rumors.
Yes, lots of rumors.
And the search continues. So this Surf Stadium, Sandcastle in Atlantic City, I've called games down there for Atlantic Cape Community College. They're playing games right there while they're raising funds to build a ball field on their own campus in Mays Landing for Atlantic Cape Community College. They've held concerts and stuff like that beyond the walls there, what's known as Bader Field. It's like I've seen like races with like race cars and stuff like that right on the water. It's a beautiful view. You get it. Even from the stands or the press box, you see all the casinos in Atlantic City.
Very nice.
The ballpark needs a lot of TLC.
Little TLC, got it.
It's kind of fallen apart in some places. Nothing's really functional. All the water's been turned off and everything else. But it's a nice stadium. You could see what it would be like. But once upon a time, the Atlantic City Surf played there as part of the Independent League. The field opened up in 1998, closed down to most games by 2009. It's just kind of been used for different things here and there. But it would be nice to see another minor league team or an independent league team kind of resurrect at the Surf Stadium because it's a really nice field. One stadium that is getting a little new life is Hinchcliffe Stadium in Patterson, Dave. A lot of history there. Since 1932, the New York Black Yankees, the New York Cubans, the Newark Eagles played there. And in 1942, legendary baseball player and New Jersey native Larry Doby played there.
Okay.
He became the first black player in American League history in 1947. Ballpark was abandoned for about 25 years, but a couple of years ago, 2021, a $94 million renovation project began.
Wow.
Completion expected reportedly sometime later on this year.
That's fantastic.
The New Jersey Jackals, an independent league team who played for the last several years in Montclair,
okay.
will be playing in Hinchcliffe Stadium
cool.
in Patterson.
Got it. Okay.
Back to East Rutherford, Meadowlands or Continental Airlines Arena, whatever you called it. Once home to the Stanley Cup winning New Jersey Devils and then the New Jersey, now Brooklyn Nets, opened up in 1981. Both teams were out of there by 07.
Right?
What's that?
Brendan Byrne Arena, I want to say. You're talking about the Meadowlands for the...
Yeah, Continental Airlines Arena.
Yeah. Got it.
Yep. Okay. Roosevelt Stadium in Jersey City. From 1937 to 1985, Roosevelt Stadium in Jersey City hosted all kinds of sporting events, including a fight where Marcel Cerdan battled Tony Zale in boxing in the World Middleweight Championship, Dave.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Also hosted some baseball and other boxing before being demolished in 1985. Roosevelt Stadium in Union City, the old Roosevelt Stadium, was constructed in 1936, later demoed in the early 2000s, and that land now is occupied by Union City High School. Field was used for many sporting events over the years from inception. It was also on the grounds prior to it was the old Hudson County Consumers Brewing Company was there before.
Oh, okay.
Roosevelt Stadium.
So very nice.
That land's seen a lot of changes over the
years.
Yes,
yes, it has.
Riverfront Stadium in Newark.
Okay.
Once home to the Newark Bears, the independent league baseball team did not have a long life of being open. Opened up in 1999. By the end of 2013, there was no more Bears.
That's it.
Huh. There were some names there that were either played there or coached there, whatever. Ricky Henderson.
Okay.
Edgardo Alfonso, Joe Borowski, Jose Canseco, Jim Leyritz, and Jaime Navarro, among others.
Okay,
so,
very cool.
Towards the end of their careers when they're like, I remember when Ricky Henderson was there, he was just kind of like still kept playing baseball and stuff. Like, I need to find somewhere to play with the Newark Bears for a little bit.
But how cool is that? Yeah. They love the game so much, you know?
And then the last one on the list, the Cherry Hill Arena.
Oh, okay.
Cherry Hill. It was built in 1959, hosted some New Jersey Knights and Philadelphia Warriors games on the hardwood, and Jersey Devils, the minor league team.
Sure.
By the end of the 1970s, it was gone. So
that's some good
Did
information,
not survive
buddy.
Very long.
I like that.
So some interesting stuff. Go to 943thepoint.com. We'll fill you in on all the rest. And this was a good show.
It was a great show.
Spring outdoor activities, talking some sports.
I'm
here.
Excited.
Talked with Brick Mayor Lisa Crate. And we're going to have a good show next week as well with another guest who's, I think this might be the first time we've had a guest come on for a third time.
A third? Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Three-peat. Like it.
So we got a big guest coming on next week as well.
We're not holding back.
So tune in every Sunday, 6 to 7 a.m. at Shore Sports Talk. And every Sunday, 7 to 8 a.m. at Shore Time with Vin and Dave right here, 94.3 The Point, 6 to 8 a.m. I mean, come on, you know where to be. You know
where
it's
you
at.
Be.
94.3 The Point. You can listen online, 94.3thepoint.com, the 94.3 The Point app as well. We are here for you. And as we get through spring and into summer, we're going to give you some fun stuff to go out and do. So
good things.
We got
and thank
things
you, as always,
here.
To the listeners.
Have a great Sunday, a great week ahead, everybody. And Dave, and we'll talk to you
Enjoy.
Next Sunday. Short time of Vin and Dave, 94.3 The Point.
Good things.
Hi, this is Christy Pierce-Rampone, former U.S. women's soccer team captain, Olympic gold medalist, World Cup champion, and Point Barrow High School alum. And you're listening to Shore Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Tune in for some real conversation with Dave and Vin. You don't want to miss this.
Hey, this is UFC championship fighter and Toms River High School East alumni Frankie Edgar, and you're listening to Shore Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Dave and Vin, these guys are the buzz.
Let's face it, investment concepts and financial planning can be very intimidating and confusing. Shoreline Wealth Management addresses that feeling head on. Their goal is to educate you while offering financial advice without buzzwords and jargon. Shoreline includes you in the process and makes you comfortable every step of the way on your path to financial freedom. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information today. Shoreline Wealth Management, with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC.